You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
What's going on, everyone? Jota Camera and John Rich. It is 94 WIP. Great to be with you off and rolling on this Monday morning All-Star break. So the Phils win yesterday. Dropped 2-3, though, in San Diego. They finished the first half of the season in first place. Half game up on those New York Metropolitans. Phils also made a draft pick last night, first round. We'll get into that. Look, a lot to do on the Phillies. First half, the series that just was. The snubs of both Ranger and Christopher Sanchez. We'll get into that. Do a lot on the Eagles as well. They're getting very close to training camp. Chris, going to camp really coming up soon now. So all of that, plus Dave Matthews, tickets on the line, all of it with you at 215-592-9494. Rich.
Hello there, Joe.
Hello there, Johnny.
Humans are 200,000 times more sensitive to the smell of rain in the air than sharks are to blood in the water.
Wow.
200,000 times.
Bizarre factoid right there.
That smell, it's called petrichor.
Yep.
That smell, it's caused by these, I don't know, it's this stuff called geosmin.
Okay.
But that stuff, our noses can detect 5 parts of that per trillion.
And yours more than most.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I got
a big nose that smells well.
Yeah, I don't know if it's about the big, it just does happen to smell more than the average bear.
It smells hard.
It does. Yeah. So we'll get into what you smell about the first half of the season. Because, look, we got
Hold on. What? 5 parts per trillion.
Yep.
For humans with that smell of rain,
yep.
1 part per billion for sharks with blood in the water.
Yeah, big
it's
difference.
Nowhere close.
Not close. Yeah. Not close. Look, a lot to do. And again, very heavy on the Phils. Made a draft pick last night.
The first half is nowhere close to what I expected, Joe.
Okay, so talk to me. First half, what'd you expect? What'd you get?
I thought that we would come out of the gates guns a-blazing.
Yeah.
Guns a-blazing like we did last year, and that we would bounce back and recover in a way, you know, like, hey, these guys are vets. They know they're cagey. They know how to get things done, and they've learned from the last few mistakes.
Well, if you remember, John, one of the theories in February and March amongst the fan base was don't come out guns a-blazing.
Well,
I mean, seriously.
Yeah.
Like, so look, I want to open this up.
That's good. Right?
I want to open this up for everyone. And of course, we welcome John back and we'll get into his time away. It was away for a week. But your chance to weigh in at 215-592-9494. I mean, there's a lot. There's the micro of the series that just was, the victory that was yesterday. I think the real tremendous, I just want to get this off my chest before we go any further. Forget first half stuff for a second. I think the All-Star thing's a joke. An absolute crock. I want to use all sorts of curses. I'll avoid it because I don't want to get fired. But, I mean, for a pitcher who's pitched 5 times to make an All-Star game instead of Christopher Sanchez or Ranger Suarez is horse crap. It really is. And I know Sanchez and Ranger weren't going to pitch, and so then baseball skips over them. I don't give a damn. Like, if you're an All-Star, you're an All-Star, and then you figure it out elsewhere. 37,000 people make this freaking All-Star game anyway. It's a joke. You go back when I was a kid, not even a kid, young adult. You'd have like a regular roster. What is that, 24 guys, 25, whatever it was? Now I remember they expanded it. Right after they had the freaking tie, they expanded the All-Star game.
A lot of them don't pitch anyway.
57 players make it. But apparently, Rhea, the two Phillies, it counts against them.
It's incredibly outrageous.
Isn't it? I mean, really. Listen, I think the biggest joke I ever saw in baseball was when Rafael Palmeiro won that gold glove when he didn't play first base, yeah, or whatever that was. This is like number two. Rhea, there is a pitcher that's pitched five times in Major League Baseball that made against. Look at Sanchez yesterday.
He was unbelievable.
Look how great he was.
And you know what's the crazy thing?
My God.
It goes on their whole records. Like, say somebody makes a Hall of Fame.
Totally.
It does list how many All-Stars they've made. It's important.
That one really ticked me off.
I don't understand why. Christopher Sanchez says they didn't talk to him and say, hey, could you pitch? You know, his representation.
Well, they know he can't.
Says all along,
he pitched yesterday.
He's willing to pitch whenever you want him to pitch. Yeah.
It's a side day. Maybe he throws an inning. I don't know exactly. But
well,
it seems
it's
like
conflicting stories, but the bottom line is his first half was magnificent.
Totally.
And it's not, this is not like a recent enough thing that he should be catching anyone completely by surprise this year.
It's a
joke. His first half, his ERA was 2.5. His WHIP was 1.14.
He was outstanding. He's one of the most underrated players in baseball. I want to hear from you because I'm curious if you are as outraged as I. That one really ticked me off. I don't get in the weeds on some of this stuff too often. That one really bothered me. Guys, come on. We've seen Sanchez. We've seen Ranger. We know what they deliver. And this freaking Brewers guy no one's ever heard of has had five appearances in Major League Baseball and gets the All-Star game? Oh, come on. Because to me, it sours tomorrow night. It really does. To me, it sours this whole All-Star thing. It just makes a mockery of it. So that one really bothered me. Your chance to weigh in, 215-592-9494. Look, as for the series, annoying to lose 2 of 3. Not the end of the world. I mean, even the two losses you had, you still have decent pitch games, obviously, by Ranger and Wheeler. Unusual to not win the games in which they start. They weren't bad at all. They weren't tip-top great. They weren't bad. The bats were pretty quiet. We know the
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Story. It's been the story of the Phillies often when they lose this year, and to a large extent, that's what happened on Friday and Saturday night. You can weigh in on that. Of course, the win yesterday, credit to Sanchez, and obviously also in the eighth inning, when Bryce got on with the double and JT brought him in. So
Didn't you really want to go get Jackson Merrill? Like, I started looking, hey, Jackson Merrill, how likely could it be that we could go out and figure out a way to make something work for him?
Well, they got about 2.5 weeks to get some buddies, and they better get some buddies. Now, Strom and Kirk Green, found a way to get that done yesterday, but it was a little hairy. I swear to God, I thought that ball, the final out, was going to drop. I thought that thing was headed into left center field. I was actually amazed Marsh caught it. Caught it fairly comfortably. But off the bat, I'm going to be honest, I thought that thing was falling in. So there's a lot from the Phillies series to weigh in on. And, of course, as John's alluding to, the coming trade deadline in about 2.5 weeks. All that at 215-592-9494. All right, let's also unpack the first half of the season. Man, where to start with this one? I'll start with where we started. Don't come out of the gates too strong. I mean, John, we did say it, and they did do it. So,
yeah, so is this pacing? No, seriously.
I don't know.
Are they planning to taper at the proper moment, and they've been pacing themselves thus far?
I'm not going to give them all that credit. Here's what I'll say to me stands out the most in the first half of the season when I look at this thing on the whole. They're a very imbalanced team, and I think this weekend in many ways proved it. They are an A triple plus in starting pitching. Triple plus. They are an A triple plus in starting pitching. Look, it's gotten a little funky in the last month because Abel couldn't hang enough, so they sent him down. Nola hasn't come back. Painter hasn't proved worthy yet. So it got a little weird where, like, back end where you thought maybe be A triple plus 5, 6, 7. Okay, hasn't been that. But let's be real, guys. 1 through 4, are you freaking kidding me? I mean, it's A triple plus. So, but then, John, you see the lineup, and you see a series like this one, where, let's be real, Ranger and Wheeler didn't pitch bad. They really didn't. Pitch pretty good. Not tip-top, but pretty good. But you just don't – I mean, it's like the longer this group is together, the worse the hitters are. And, of course, that's That is also one thing to me that really stands out in the first half, and I'm curious all your first half thoughts at 215.
That's a messed up concept.
What?
The longer this group is together, the worse the hitters are.
No question. Because the older guys are getting older, and the younger guys, while they get older, aren't getting better. Right?
I mean, well, that is truly depressing if that's the case.
That's the case.
I mean, I feel a small cluster of depression on this roster right now for Bryson Stott, because I thought this year he was going to be an energized version of himself.
He's hurting.
Healthier version of himself. Yeah. What is this? Is this what he's become because his confidence is now dashed because last year was such a struggle and he just became a different player, adjusted his approach at the plate to where now he can't even remember what it was like effective player
he once
was? I
think you're giving approach too much credit. Some guys just aren't that good. He's starting, Ray, would you agree with this? He's starting to look more and more like me versus Fritz.
Okay, I'm going to give him a little bit more credit than that, but at this point, not much.
You get my point. Look, the longer this goes on, the older guys are getting older and the younger guys aren't getting better, is the way I would sum up the hitters. And then, of course, there's the relief pitchers, which we all know they are in dire need of some help for the second half of the season, i.e., essentially the playoffs, especially. Well, take your thoughts on the first half. There was a lot, John. It felt like they never really got into an offensive groove. I think they had that 1 week and a half. Maybe it was in June at some point where they slugged a lot and they hit a lot.
It's like they they had a desert of scoring. It was just like that first half, it felt like there was a desert, and then you had a couple roller coasters with huge drops. They
just
weren't
a
like
couple.
A little undulating roller coaster. It was like the tower drop roller coaster.
Can I give you a player?
That was the season.
Yeah, let me
offensively.
John, let me give you a player the Phillies offense reminds me of. And this is not a compliment. Phillies offense reminds me of, everyone brace yourself.
God.
Tobias Harris.
You cannot be serious.
Like that's
huge game and then zero.
But you know, even that aside, like even when he was what he was, he would just score, you know, 15, 14. Like Tobias Harris was being paid to score 22 points a game.
I thought you were going to say Rhys Hoskins.
No.
Rhys Hoskins was so hit and miss.
But
and when he was hitting, he was so hitting.
Yeah.
Two home runs a game.
But I don't think this Phil's team hit enough to actually be the hot hitting team that they used to be. I think they're more like just a C offense.
Well,
just a
that's
C.
Part of the discussion. That's part of the question. This team full of veterans,
right.
Do they know something about how to budget this? Because last year it didn't work. The year before that, it didn't work. The year before that, they got the farthest they have
with
this group. So how do you take advantage of the things you did well that year and throw out the things that you erred on? I think that was the process. I thought that was like the filtration process that we've now trickled down into this season where everything would be tight in this first half. That wasn't tight.
No, it wasn't. But with that said, let's not kid ourselves,
but
guys.
It might be really good anyway.
They're in first place. They got a half game lead on the Mets. And they got the sixth best record in baseball, and they're only a few games away from having like the second or third best record in baseball. So we can't complain too much. I mean, again, starting pitching has led them. Starting pitching has flat out led them.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.